News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, half of that's right. Jackson's here, Melissa's on assignment, and we're going to have a radio show about El Paso history like we always do at this time on a Saturday. Actually, a couple minutes early. So if you're looking at 10:06 to join us, hey, we're at 10:04 and change. But that's how the computer dealt it today. Dear Andrew, my friend in there, not only otherwise is my son, thank you kindly for pointing out the fact that we're going early. But hey, whatever, we'll take two more minutes here and get things done. But it is another history radio show in El Paso, and we do the history of the region, basically, because El Paso is part of a corridor of history. We're not just one little city or even a county. It's a region of history, and we'll be dealing with that with our guest today. But it's just a place where we always say that Texas history begins in El Paso. And if you go to East El Paso and talk to those people, they may look at you and say, you're crazy. But you look it up, and you'll find that the history that is known as Texas, written down and confirmed, did begin here, and so that's why we say that. It's a radio show on 690 AM. You can also find us on ktsmradio.com. And if you have a friend out there you think might be interested in the history of El Paso, ring them up. Tell them what we're doing here. 690, as I say, on AM, ktsmradio.com for iHeartRadio link. And no trivia today. We're basically going to do away with trivia. I got to thinking, we do get coupons still from one of our vendors, our sponsors. And they like to have people come to their restaurant. That's Pepe's. So we may give away a Pepe's coupon if you call up with the best question for our guest. I think that's a better way to keep the focus on the topic, because sometimes the trivia questions just are off the wall, and the wall is in another county or something. I don't know what. Anyway, Mission Del Rey weekly $20 giveaway show giveaway. First five listeners, you find it on their website. Go click on that, and you'll find it on Contact Us. Down at the bottom is history. You can do $20 giveaway. Five people can be redeemed online. And you can also go out there and call them up and make an appointment. We'll give you the phone numbers later. But it's an interesting place to go see it. What is the all of the El Paso saddle blanket stuff. Plus, they have a major focus on Native American Indian goods because they have a soft spot in their heart for that. We do have a history moment today. It's going to be about the Salt War, not the one in San Elizario. So we'll talk about that with our guest also, because it's New Mexico. And Pepe and Lorena are back on Tuesday. They've been on vacation for a while. Our other sponsor, Amigos, they tanked. They're gone. They call me and say, we're not doing food anymore. Goodbye. And not radio either. So there's that. They're still on some promos we run here, and I can't seem to get them off. But the ones I'm in control of, we've taken them off. Bless the Hookie Apodaca. I wish he does well. But Pepe's is back for live food in-house on July 21st, Tuesday. And next Saturday we'll be out there. No announcements on lunch today. We're just going to like wing it and see what happens. It's a middle of the summer. Nothing going on there. All right. Today we have an interesting dude on the radio and online now. His name is Carl. Carl Lombaugh. How are you, sir?
Oh, good morning. Little tired out. I spent the night till 3:30 this morning doing our dishwater in Mesilla Park, New Mexico.
Oh, are you the alcalde?
No. The mayordomo. No, I'm the secretario.
What does that mean?
I keep the records. I'm the secretary.
Well, can't you do that on Saturday afternoon?
No. When the ditch rider calls, you go.
Well, okay. If you go drift off for a nap in the middle of this, we'll call you and wake you up. But
No. I got pretty good sleep now and then. But
all right,
one of the joys of being in Mesilla Park.
I guess you're one of the name known people in southern New Mexico who has, I think, a fair grasp on New Mexico history. And bear with me for a minute, but I think you might agree that when you look at the history of our region, you don't have a Camino Real in New Mexico unless you have one in our part of Texas. So we're very much connected in the history.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. If we could just get El Pasoans to pay state taxes in New Mexico, we'd annex you.
Well, if you'd let us in once in a while, that might work.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's that too.
Your governor won't.
And right now, we can't even go there without coming home. So
no, I mean,
staying shut down. So there you go.
I'm surprised she's letting you call us on the phone. That's very good of her. But the point being is, I mean, I've always thought of New Mexico as a major part of my life. My family had a blessed with a cabin in Ruidoso. My grandmother cooked up. And that was like for 50, 60 years, we used to go up there and hang out. So New Mexico, to me, has always been part of my world, Ruidoso being what it is. And I thought, you know, everything in New Mexico looks like Ruidoso. Well, no, it doesn't. But on the other hand, you're the guy I want to talk to about all kinds of things historic in southern New Mexico. Your background, just a bit, and if I get it wrong, let me know. Human Systems Resources, is that how you say your company?
No. The name gets forgotten. Human Systems Research.
Research. I got the R.
Research.
Okay, but what you did for years, you had to contract for all the archaeology on White Sands Missile Range, yes?
We did that for about 20 years and then hit a few licks after that. But, yeah, we held that contract for 20 years, We had four or five different contracts during that period of time.
Well, did you know the history before you got into it?
Well, we knew some of it. Human Systems Research started at Three Rivers in 1973. I wasn't part of them. They formed the nonprofit in 1972, and so in two more years we're going to be 50 years old as a New Mexico nonprofit.
And that's a lot of history.
That's a lot of history. But the first thing they did is some of the primary people involved, Pete Eidenbach and Mark Wimberly and Mike Marshall, the latter two, were local boys, and they already loved the archaeology and the history. So in 1974, they created, with some funding from White Sands and elsewhere, what they call the technical manual. And it was everything they could find, history and archaeology, about the Tularosa Basin in 1974. And that document is still a much prized document that people go to. We've learned tons since then, of course, but Human Systems Research set the stage for learning about the Tularosa Basin history and archaeology.
Do us a favor and define the Tularosa Basin.
Well, it's all that area from... of course, you get the Hueco Bolson is immediately north of El Paso, but then you move into the Tularosa Basin, and it's everything between the San Andres Mountains and the Sacramento Mountains, all the way up to the Chupadero Mesa.
Now, what does it define? It's the boundary. Is it boundary basically at the state line just because it's political, or where is
no,
it?
No.
It's the
Bolson. It's the basin. It's the water catchment.
Right.
And so it's defined by the hydrology.
Where is it? I mean, is it Oro Grande or what? What are we talking here?
No, the whole basin. It's this huge area,
no,
100
I mean, where,
miles long by 40 miles wide. But, that all the water all percolates down to the bottom of it into Lake Lucero.
My question is, where does the Hueco Bolson end and the Tularosa Basin begin? Is it basically
somewhere south of Oro Grande?
Okay. Well, that's kind of I was wondering, because I mean, as we understand our Bolson here in El Paso, it had so much to do with the history of how things went, because Fort Bliss is in El Paso because they figured out there's water under the desert.
And, exactly.
Otherwise, those guys are going to come be residents up in your neck of the woods. They were heading up for what, Fort Monroe or somewhere? You're talking about 1870s, somewhere in there. And the locals here said, no, you can come here. We'll give you some land out on this mesa here in El Paso. And the Army said, are you kidding? That's pure desert. And Mrs. McGoffin said, watch this. She had them drill two wells. Both hit huge amounts of water. Army said, oh, I can do that. So and they're still here. So the Bolson is a big deal here. So when you say the Tularosa Basin, you're using the English version of Bolson.
Exactly.
Okay. But so the history that you and I understand together is a common history mainly because of the river, the Rio Grande. There's a lot of history that's gone up and down that river, and if you're going to go somewhere north from El Paso, you're going to hit Las Cruces. Vice versa.
That's true.
You're coming south, you hit El Paso. So we share what's, I think somebody in, we did an ABC 7 series of stuff, reports with Bernie Sargent in June. And one of the docents at one of the local churches on our mission trail summed it up pretty well when she said it was basically we're in the middle of one of the most historic corridors in North America. And I think that's how we should look at each other. We're part of the same corridor, obviously. And it goes from Mexico City, in some definitions, all the way up to past Santa Fe. And
well, let's take it for what it really is. We're just, when we talk about the Camino Real, we're just talking about the last 400 years of movement and history up and down the Rio Grande.
The Spanish.
The Spanish. But you've got Native Americans who were utilizing that same corridor a heck of a long time.
Exactly. And so it's been a corridor of history for a very long time. Written history, when the Oñate showed up and they wrote stuff down. He had a scribe with him. He brought his own reporter. So you can imagine what kind of news that guy made. Everything Oñate. Okay, fine. But the thing was, he did write it down. And as they explained their way up and down the Rio Grande, it turned out to be a pretty interesting story. So you're sitting there on that end of this region, shall we say, and you're obviously the Camino Real goes straight out the top of Las Cruces and heads into the Jornada del Muerto, which is another whole thing to talk about. But that whole region is where you have spent your time looking and doing. Do you spend much time in the Jornada del Muerto in your history?
I have different projects. We did some metal detecting for the BLM on the Camino there, where they wanted the people to have an overlook and that sort of thing.
Did you do anything for that spaceport?
Oh, we did. We were actually heavily involved with the first footprint, which then shifted, and then the politics shifted, and so someone else did the rest of that work. But yeah, we were involved at the beginning.
Well, did they plunk that down right on top of the Camino Real, or what did they do?
Oh, no. It's to the east.
Okay.
Yeah.
That all is now a major airspace corridor because of White Sands Missile Range. And the proving grounds ahead of that in history.
Mm-hmm.
All that area has always been big-time stuff for no-fly zones for airplanes, generally speaking, because we're shooting rockets at you. And occasionally, as people that may or may not know in El Paso or otherwise, they're still closing that road, I-70, between Las Cruces and Alamogordo when they need to.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're shooting rockets off in the desert out there. Interesting history. Well, let's talk a bit about what subject you and I figure we should do today. And that is a research in Las Cruces comes in many forms. And how would you describe the research potential for someone like from El Paso to go to Las Cruces and find something interesting? You got NMSU. What are the repositories shall we talk about today? I guess one main one.
Well, you know, the NMSU archives is certainly a good one. But the one that we've got here in Mesilla Park has a fascinating history. It's a little different kind of archive. And it's called the Institute of Historical Survey.
And it's a foundation.
And it's a foundation, yeah. Institute of Historical Survey Foundation. It's a 501c3 nonprofit and was started by a fellow named Evan Davies. And fascinating history. For one thing, it's here at Mesilla Park. It's literally three blocks from my house.
Oh, okay.
And it's next to the old St. James Episcopal Church, which is still used. The corridor that connected the church and the university got cut off by I-10, so it kind of got set aside there. But that church was started by this fascinating fellow named Preacher Lewis.
Okay.
And Preacher Lewis shows up in 1905. He's coming from a little parish in Texas. He's Episcopalian. And somebody thought that he was just what this area needed. And, of course, the university had just got started. And Mesilla Park was the basically a bedroom community that was developed between Mesilla and the university after 1888 with the establishment of the university. And so it was a bedroom community for teachers.
Oh.
And this whole area was irrigated. It was a big plain. And the Wheeler Dealers back in the 1880s, a fascinating family that I'd like to see a book on, were the Bowmans. And they were bankers and real estate people and all of that. And so this is all the Bowman subdivision. And that's why we still get the irrigation here today.
Okay.
And when Preacher Lewis came along, Preacher Lewis was a character. And he did things in unconventional manner. And so when he needed to baptize somebody, he took them out to the ditch.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and if it was a muddy day, the irrigation was stirring up the mud, well, they'd put a barrel. In one occasion, they put this barrel down in the ditch so that the mud would settle. And then when he tried to dip the person into it, the barrel fell over with him and the person, and they all ended up in the ditch.
And the crawdads ate them.
Yeah, almost, almost. But anyway, Preacher Lewis, he established all these missions up and down the Rio Grande, multiple churches, and he would all the way up to San Marcial, south of Socorro. And everybody loved the guy. Well, not everybody loved the guy because he was unconventional. And so those the people that want to see the straight and narrow are sometimes a little aghast.
Well, a question for you.
Yeah, there was this great story a guy told. I heard him. He was a boy, and he liked to go up to Elephant Butte and Cavallo fishing. And he went along and going up in his little car, 1940s probably. And here was Preacher Lewis walking up the road. He was going to TRC. He walked there, hitchhiked everywhere. And so when they got to Hatch, Preacher Lewis said, "Hey, let's stop. Let's stop here. We need to do a little fundraising." And so they stopped at every bar in Hatch, and Preacher Lewis would walk in with his hat, and he'd take a collection up and down, and then they got back in and would go to the next bar, and finally they let him off. But he was a wonderful man, and a real there's a book on him by Lee Priestley called Journey of Faith, and it's a beautiful thing. But it ties into this this institute because Evan Davies was also Episcopalian, and became interested in Episcopalian history when he was at Kansas State.
Oh my!
And you know, you think about Kansas State having an effect on southern New Mexico. Well, it did. And when he got there in the 1950s, there was a new priest there, the chaplain for the university, and he went to see him. The guy had been there 3 weeks. And he had all these books, bound books, and he was destroying them. He was throwing them out.
Oh, no.
He said, "Well, what are these? Well, they were 15,000 pages of sermons from the Civil War era.
Oh, my.
And by a fellow named Lee, I think, J.H. Lee. And Evan said, "Well, can I have them?" "Well, yeah, get them out of here. I don't want them." And so Evan established a trust at that point, and put those 15,000 pages into the trust. A local archive, he called them up about Lee and his stuff, and he said, "Oh yeah, that's very rare stuff. We only have 40 pages of it, but you can't really do anything about talking about him unless you come talk to us." Well, Evan had 15,000 pages.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if we have time for it, but I'd like to read a brief sermon.
Let's do it after the break. We do need to take a break. I hate to interrupt you because you got great stories. And we will also connect why that institute we're talking about is, I think it's on Episcopal land, is it not?
It is. It is. And that's purposely so because St. James got cornered by the construction of I-10, so there are opportunities for expansion went away in two directions, or three.
But Evan figured it out.
But Evan figured it out. Yes, he did.
He's an interesting guy.
And developed an archive in the process.
I met him about a month ago, went up there, took a look at the place, and it's a very interesting story. We're going to have you till noonish. I'm sorry you're not here so we can go to Pepe's, but Pepe's is closed today anyway for vacation. But we'll catch up with you another point and buy you lunch. How's that? In the meantime,
that'll be fine.
All right, we got here Carl Lomba on the phone here. We're talking to him from Las Cruces, and we'll get back to him in just a second. If you want to ring us up, we'll take a call. Also, I'm looking at Facebook here. Hey, get this. 7,360 people, Carl, have seen your promo where you're standing on some field or mountainside pointing something.
My favorite place to be.
7360. And there's been several guesses of what you're pointing at. I'm not sure what we're going to do with that. And Carl Lomba on the phone here. We'll take him in a minute. But you can call us if you wish and talk to Carl. 544-5876. That's a 915-544-KTSM. Back in just a moment.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549. El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
A grand in your hand.
That would help out a ton.
Winner.
Amazing.
After winner.
This will be very helpful.
After winner.
Definitely keep me going until I hopefully go back to work soon.
You could be next.
This helps a lot.
Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up. Brought to you by Comfort Keepers. In life, you learn an important message. Your age doesn't define you. You do. Comfort Keepers, elevating the human spirit. ComfortKeepers.com.
Jada Pinkett Smith, Gammy, and Willow. Three generations, one family, telling it like it really is on the Red Table Talk podcast.
Every generation has a voice, and this is the table where all voices can share their truth.
Family, relationships, social issues, nothing is off the table because we are all going through something. The Red Table Talk podcast, presented by Facebook Watch and Westbrook Audio on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The day my son died, it was beautiful outside. He went for a ride on his motorcycle and was hit by a car 1 mile from home.
On average, a motorcyclist is killed on Texas roads every day.
There is nothing that can prepare you for when they come to you and tell you that your husband has been killed.
Today, I saw a tarp-covered body laying in the middle of an intersection. It was a motorcyclist.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. Brought to you by TxDOT.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here talking to you about all kinds of stuff. We do have a little bit of history we did in June on ABC 7. They actually put them in the newscast, and those have now been compiled on YouTube. So you want to see those, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. We now have 20 segments that aired on ABC 7. And thank ABC 7 for putting those on. A little bit of programming for them, Bernie Sargent, the reporter. And the last four were about the missions and the Presidio Chapel that are the four churches still standing from the early days on our Camino Real, which is our mission trail. Also, that's El Paso History TV on YouTube. We also have the Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, taking comments there this morning. We'll take your phone call if you want to call, talk to Carl. Carl's got some interesting stories. Get to him in just a second. Back with stuff going on here. The page on, let's see, who we had a couple of people sign up. New subscribers on the El Paso History TV on YouTube. Poe Productions, P-O-E, and something called I-Space-T. I don't know what that is. But whoever you are, thanks for joining us. Real quick, Jim Tolbert's going to have another fall preview and a bunch of hikes going on. Presuming you can hike outdoors in September, should be able to. Celebration of Our Mountains, he's going to be a guest coming up in, on the show, too. Call him up at 525-7364 and ask for Diego. You get a special seat on a trail hike. Really, Diego. Anyway, Jim Tolbert, he's doing the Celebration of the Mountains. We'll have him on the radio coming up shortly. All right, where's Carl? Is Carl back here?
I'm here.
Well, you didn't go away. That's good. There's so much history to talk about, Carl. It's amazing that the area of what we have here, just a quick story. This may happen to you once in a while. I talked to a young woman who just got out of college, moved back to El Paso. I talked to her this week, and I was telling her about the History Radio show, and she was kind of like drawing a blank. I said, well, how much of our history do you know about? I mean, you weren't taught history in your school, were you? Well, no, not really. So, I mean, she had no idea what a mission trail was. She didn't really know who Oñate was. She didn't really know that Pancho Villa had something to do with anything and had no clue on the geology. And everything we do here has a huge historic proportion to it. And, again, the corridor that we're in, you in Las Cruces and us here, it's an amazing bit of North American history. It, to me, it rivals New York. What do you think? You think
Rivals, New York. In terms of history, you
Yes,
bet.
Absolutely. I mean, what went on here is very important. Everyone in the Southwest who speaks Spanish is because of some of the expeditions that went up and down the Camino Real for hundreds of years. It wasn't just Oñate did his thing. They kept replenishing the far outpost known as the Pueblos and outpost up in the... What was the general name that Spain gave this area here? Just New Spain?
It was Nuevo Mexico.
Okay.
It was the New Mexico. And when Coronado came up charging around, he wasn't looking for New Mexico. He was looking for China.
Oh, wow. I thought he was looking for gold.
If he came up here and made a hard left, he'd be there.
Well, I think Coronado had a lot of things going wrong, but he did get the shopping center. He got the shopping center in El Paso, and he got the high school named after him. And he was never here. I find that.
Yeah, and Coronado Meats on Mesa, you know.
What do you mean?
There's a meat store called Coronado Meats on Mesa Avenue.
Now I see. Of course, yes. A very good store. M-E-A-T. I wasn't sure where we were going with that. No, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of Coronado stuff here, and the guy was never here. And then, like Oñate, they're changing the name of the high school here in Las Cruces, I take it.
That's correct.
Oh, boy. Yep. I don't think we should get into that, because I think, frankly, you should leave history alone. And let it play out and not forget it. But you don't have to.
You know what we need to do, and what your show does such a good job of, if we could get everybody to listen, is we need to teach history.
Yeah,
we need to teach history. We hit at it lightly.
Well,
but we don't teach history. We need to teach history.
Let me read you something I found online that makes sense to me, and see what you think. And the author I'm not sure about, but it doesn't matter if it's the truth. And we got to take another break here in a second. But it goes like this. History is not there for you to like or dislike. It's there for you to learn from it. And if it offends you, even better, because then you are less likely to repeat it. It's not yours to erase. It belongs to all of us. What do you think of that?
That's pretty well stated.
I think it's an honest truth. And like, you know, come on, people. Mm-hmm. It may offend you, but you don't have the right to take it down. So there, enough of that. But back to the reality of our radio show here. Carl Lomba is on the phone here from Las Cruces. There's a major research institution that we need to understand. And it's not really kind of open to the public, but of course it is. So we need to explain what people can do about it. Evan told me to refer to it as kind of like a cheaper legacy box. That's what he told me.
I refer to it as a you know how we have rescues for dogs, all the organizations that rescue lost dogs,
and
dogs from the pound and find them homes. Okay, well, what Evan has created with Institute of Historical Survey is a history rescue.
That is right. Cool. He
even has deals with people that frequent dumpsters.
Yes,
there's always something good in a dumpster. You know, in Truth or Consequences, there a few years ago, somebody showed up with the writing log that held all the letters of the Indian agent from Mescalero from 1878 to 1880.
Oh my!
And they'd been thrown in the dump.
And don't forget the Atari games that ended up in the dump there at Alamogordo.
Well, there you go.
So
Evan, you know, they rescue. My thing on what we do is preservation, historic preservation, is a rear guard action.
Yeah,
we're losing information all the time, and so we gather it up as best we can. I think all responsible historians and archaeologists do that. But Evan's archive. Is different in that it takes things that maybe other archives can't because of their mission, or they don't have room, or they have reasons they don't want it. But Evan develops these, and then sure enough, you know, give them a little 20 more years, and they become old history that somebody's interested in.
That's true.
He's got lots of stuff from El Paso, for example.
Well, let's talk about that. One more break. We got to take another break here, and then we've got a long segment coming.
Okay.
But it's Carl Lombaugh from Las Cruces talking with us. And if you want to ring us up and get involved or just ask a question, just wait a while. That's okay, too. 544-5876, Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. See you back in a moment. With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
When asked, over 50% of iHeartRadio listeners said they plan to spend more at hardware or home improvement stores this summer. So visit iHeartAdBuilder.com to get your business advertised on radio and reach shoppers as they start their home improvement projects.
We started Untuckit to create the perfect untucked shirts. Along the way, we had other great ideas, like super comfortable polos that come out of the dryer looking crisp, wrinkle-free, and always at that just right length. Choose from our traditional PK, easy wrinkle-free, and performance styles that wick moisture, so even when it's hot in the shade, you'll feel cool and dry in an Untuckit polo. Try our famous polos now at Untuckit.com or any of our 85-plus stores. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here. Melissa assigned herself elsewhere. Just to reiterate, Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, I happen to know they have a great house open today from noon to 2 on the west side. Go to his website, patricktuttle.com, or call him up, 588-1850, and say, what'd that guy in the radio say about an open house today? I just happen to know who owns that house. It's me. Buy my house. Hey, whatever. Also, Mission Del Rey, great place. I went out there a couple weeks ago. You need to go out there and check that out. They're letting people in, do the mask thing and all that stuff. But there's a bigger showroom, more merchandise. They're going to have a grand opening sometime coming up, but it's a fabulous place there. So need to check that out as life goes on. And we're going to talk more about all kinds of things historic here with Carl Lombaugh. Carl, I'm always fascinated to talk with you. Because you seem to be one of the gurus in southern New Mexico, if not the guru. Pete Heinlein was it? Didn't we lose him? Not Pete.
Pete Eidenbach.
I'm sorry, Eidenbach.
Pete this last May.
Yes, that's true. Eidenbach. I'm sorry, I missed him. I went with one. I went to him with Three Rivers one time, and watching him do little brushes in the dirt, and he was finding all kinds of stuff. Well, talk about that for a second. Three Rivers, you say, is where that research resource company started.
Well, it was. This is, you have to put it back in perspective. It was in 1971, and this was a time of great change in our nation and a time of change for archaeology. We were starting what was called the New Archaeology, which expanded the way so we can learn about the past in a lot of good ways. And these guys were students up at UNM, guys and gals, and they were under the guru, a real guru, named Lewis Binford.
Oh.
And he was a theoretical archaeologist that was turning archaeology on its head at the time. And so inspired by him, they moved down. They wanted to have a research organization. The only such organization in the state was the School of American Research at that time up in Santa Fe. And so they modeled us, HSR, after the School of American Research. You have to remember there wasn't any, the laws that make contract laws that fund contract archaeology where if you're putting in a pipeline, you have to have archaeology done. Those laws weren't in place then. So these guys didn't have much income. It was pretty sparse, and they were pretty brave. And they got a rancher to let them live in the old ranch house at Three Rivers. And from there, they managed to get a little grant, and they did the survey of the three, archaeological survey, historical survey of the Three Rivers drainage. And that was one of the very first publications of HSR, and that's still a much-wanted volume.
Well, let's summarize that real quick and then move back over to the Mesilla Park area for mm-hmm. the research. But the thing about Three Rivers is it's now a Bureau of Land Management park, correct?
Well, the petroglyph site is.
Yes.
The Three Rivers itself is on a huge ranch that was originally owned by Albert, not originally, but owned at one point by Albert Fall, who, of course, was famous in southern New Mexico and who died in El Paso.
And he was wasn't he the guy who at one point tried to get that mountain away from the Mescaleros?
That's what the history books say, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, the BLM park there has got like 20,000 petroglyphs.
Oh, these amazing rock art.
Petro means you picked it into the mm-hmm. rock. So they're petroglyphs.
Yep.
But I know people will say they tell stories and stuff, but it's amazing to walk through there. And just not far from there would have been these people's camp, the people who live there, who presumably made the pictographs, petroglyphs.
Right. Well, there were several camps there, and there's one right there next near the petroglyph area. And then down a little farther, there's a pueblo on private land that was excavated by people out of El Paso. And the El Paso Archaeological Society in the late 20s, and they were fortunate enough, it was right at the time tree rings were starting, and they got a lot of tree ring dates out of there.
Oh, okay.
And so that pueblo was built in the 1340s, and we think it was abandoned in the 1380s.
You're talking a place that's just north of Tularosa, New Mexico, by what, 20 miles, give or take?
At least that, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. 30 maybe. But that's an interesting part of the world. Okay, switch mm-hmm. back over to Las Cruces, and let's talk about this research location. That's a huge building for a guy who just had an idea to store some books from the
Episcopalian. Well, it is, and we need to let our listeners know that, you know, this isn't just an archive that got started in an old house somewhere. Evan has found funding. There's a 10,000-square-foot climate-controlled building with all the protections from fire and water, et cetera, that an archive should have. And the way that came about goes back to Preacher Lewis. Preacher Lewis had a family, and in the family was a daughter named Abby. And she ran off to New York and became an actress, and really did, and was very successful. And when she was elderly, Evan saw the need for the St. James Episcopal Church to have an expanded room. There was also the need for this archive that he had been developing for many years and a room to put the stuff. And so he talked to Abby, and she wrote the check.
Ooh, how big? Can we ask?
Well,
millions. Let's just say millions.
Millions,
okay. And so that became the funding for this location.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That got it started, and they maintain a very low overhead. There's only two paid staff. Everybody else is volunteer. And what's really a kicker with this, you know, talking about the rescuing history, well, you can rescue the stuff. You can rescue old photos, or you can rescue a tape, or you can rescue a video. But then if it's deteriorated, or if it was created on some technology like an 8-track tape or you know, 16 or 8mm or all the different variations they have for recording things through the past, then sometimes that material falls apart. There's a great story about Louis Armstrong. And Louis Armstrong had all his stuff done on the finest tape recorders of his age, so he could capture all his gigs. But to save money, he bought the cheapest reels of recording tape.
Ah, no,
They all eventually collapsed. They lost his performances, and they also gummed up the machine when he tried to play them. And so what makes Evan's place different, what makes Institute for Historical Survey different, is that they collect all this old technology. So if you want to have something that was generated on an old tape, they can play it and they can transfer it to a modern CD or video or to the most current technologies and save it that way.
And they've got people there who know what they're doing.
And they have people who do. They've got like 40 to 80 volunteers. A lot of them are retired engineers from places like the Physical Science Lab at NMSU or from White Sands. There's this great story. I you know I'm involved heavily with Geronimo Springs Museum in Truth or Consequences.
Right.
And the founding father of that museum, the guy that really helped put it together, is a man named Bill Buehler. He was an attorney. He's in his late 80s now. But in the 1960s, an old man would come to his office. The guy's name was Robert Martin. And Robert Martin arrived in Sierra County in 1890. And then he was a very influential man. He ran a stage line from Chloride to Ingle. He saw TRC and Hot Springs develop. He saw the town laid out and all that. So, and then he was a banker, so he dealt with the ranchers and the economy and the Dust Bowl and the droughts and all of that. And he knew everybody. And he would come in and talk to Mr. Buehler. And Mr. Buehler would turn on his dictaphone machine.
Oh, gosh.
Which is what everybody used in the early 60s. And so Mr. Buehler, many years ago, said, yeah, I've got these dictaphone tapes from Bob Martin, who died in the mid-60s. And so he loaned those to the museum, and he had two old dictaphone machines. And I asked Evan, I said, you got a dictaphone machine? No, I don't. And so Bill had two of them. One of them you could barely hear, and these are big, wide 5-inch tapes.
I remember those.
And so we brought them down here to Evan, and his engineers started looking at it, and they had to rebuild the celluloid that had collapsed in the spool. So they rebuilt the spool, but then they couldn't get it to run. You needed to get it to run at the right speed. And then they thought, well, we'll put a baffle in there, and we'll hook it up to a variable speed drill. And they turned on the drill, and it ran and played, and they hooked onto it electronically and took it over into a computer and spit it out onto a audio CD, and then we transcribed it. We have 3 hours of a very articulate Bob Martin talking about his first job as a cowboy out there on the Jornada del Muerto and with the Bar A. Not the Bar A, the Diamond A. It was out there at that time, and all the way through. And he's a very articulate man. It's good reading. It's publishable.
Well, that's a good example of how to save history and how they save history there at that place. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah, and here's another very fascinating example that I really related to because my Uncle Frank was involved. My Uncle Frank was from Buffalo, New York, and he came to New Mexico with his dad in 1926, met my aunt and married her, but he was a radio buff. I've got a picture of him in his knickers in Buffalo, New York, listening to his wireless, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
And so when World War II came along, he had really bad eyes, thick glasses, but he knew how to use the radio, and they sent him to Puerto Rico to look for submarines. To listen for submarines.
Okay.
And what Evan explained to me yesterday is that the Germans had been able to actually capture sound on a steel wire. It's like piano wire.
Wire recording?
Just a recording.
Yeah.
And they were able to record on that wire, and they developed that for the subs, so the subs that were refueling out in the middle of the water, refueling other ships and being spies and all that stuff, they could communicate. Well, Uncle Frank was one of the guys in Puerto Rico listening for that. And they managed to find the code. They had a machine. They got one of the German-style machines and were able to use it to break the Nazi code in the subs that were going to South America in that area. And Evan has one of those machines.
Oh, bizarre. Well, that is a fascinating place. We'll take one more break here this hour, and we got you till noon. But we also want to know about what can people do about this, because I don't think that it's necessarily open for a lot of business, but they'd like to help you research something.
It is. In the same way that all other archives are. Okay, if you go to the archive at NMSU or you go to the archive at UTEP, you know, it's a workplace, it's a storage place. You go, you talk to them about what you're looking for, and they'll help you.
Oh, yeah.
They really will.
That is true. And also, you can bring stuff to place in the archives there as well. So
Absolutely. And we can cover all of that. Absolutely.
Carl Lombaugh, the man on the radio here. Jackson here. Melissa's on assignment. Andrew J. Polk, thank you kindly for doing what you do in the control room and punching buttons. And Andrew J. Polk has his own radio show from 9 to 10 every Saturday morning, and you hear him throughout 690's day and during the weekday doing all kinds of reports for the station. Thank you kindly for your help today. 544-KTSM, call us if you need to. Back in just a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
iHeartRadio's new podcast, Forgotten, Women of Juarez, is about a series of haunting crimes against women on the U.S.-Mexico border. And it's about the risks journalists take to expose them.
My mom followed me and got into the passenger seat. She said, if you're going to put yourself in danger, I can't let you go and expose yourself alone. That really forced me to grapple with, what are you willing to give up for this story?
Dive into the mystery and listen to Forgotten, Women of Juarez on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If every day feels like the last, put some flavor in it. Meet Church's new $5 Campfire Smokehouse Chicken. Crackling campfire flavor that's bold to the bone. Plus mashed potatoes and a biscuit. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
iHeartRadio is the number one choice for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one. No one makes it easier to hear everything you love in one free app.
No other app gives you the all-in-one experience like they do.
iHeart, they did it.
I have my podcasts, my music. Why would I pay for multiple apps?
Are people still paying for podcasts?
It's pretty incredible.
It has everything.
Did I mention it's free?
If you're not one of the tens of millions who have the app, download iHeartRadio for free today and start listening.
iHeartRadio.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here, Carl Lombaugh on the phone here from Las Cruces. We started the hour with 7,360 people having seen the promo on Facebook. We picked up 22 people since then. Interesting thing, this dynamic of radio, TV, and Facebook. Carl, do you do much on Facebook?
Probably too much.
Okay. But if people want to go see your picture, there you are. We keep using you. You get on here. We put you on for a number of reasons, a number of times, because you know what you're talking about. We had you on, gosh, what was it, for the Billy the Kid days, or Pat Garrett? What happened? It was Pat Garrett was killed on Leap Day, and so you guys had some symposium back there in February.
We had the symposium in February, and that was a reenactment of the trial of Oliver Lee and Jim Gilliland for the murder of Henry Fountain.
More history there. And also, you were going to have a buffalo dinner. I take it you put that in the freezer.
We did.
Uh-huh.
We had to. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us when that comes up again. All right, got a couple of minutes left in this hour. Let's talk about some more things about the history. Say the whole name of this place.
The Institute for Historical Survey Foundation.
It's amazing what goes on there. As I said earlier, Evan told me to look at it sort of like a legacy box. If you want to send your stuff in to get transferred, they can do it. There is a charge for that. And so call, and we'll give you the, you have the phone number handy? I don't think I have the phone number handy. But we'll
I do. It's 575-525-3035.
Main number there, call that up. And you'll find interesting historians on the other end of the phone. They'll help you with little things, big things, or if you're looking for something. And talk about dumpster. I went up there and went through the film catalog, and he said, this whole rack of films that we just found in a dumpster. And it was all kinds of interesting titles. And what they they have videos now, and they can transfer those. They have films.
Absolutely, yeah. If you got a broken 78 with a crack in it that you can't play anymore or any kind of a record, they can play it one way and then play it the other and capture all that sound and put it back together for you.
Well, I met the engineer who's doing films, and a fascinating guy. He was looking at identifying people in films, freeze framing, and saying, this guy here is the same guy as this guy over here. So it wasn't just the technical aspects he could pull off. He was checking out the history. It's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. They research all the time, connecting all the many, many myriad of dots that we have.
And if you're a PhD and looking for something to do when you retire, this might be a place to consider. It's a volunteer thing, but, I mean, air-conditioned building, what do you need? You know, a really nice place.
Absolutely, and you don't have to be a PhD. You just have to be willing and interested, and they'll find a task for you. One of the things that he absolutely demands from everybody that comes every day is they attend a coffee break, and they discuss what everybody's doing.
Oh,
And they all interact, and then when people connect with something somebody else is doing with what they're doing, then it gets shared. And it's a research group, and it's an amazing bunch of cheerful people. It's a great place to be.
Well, I went in the afternoon. Most of them just do the mornings, but I saw a couple of guys. The guy who does the films, I apologize, I don't have his name in the tip of my tongue.
Richard.
Oh, what a fascinating dude he is. He has a sprocketless film transfer for 16 and high 8. In other words, you do not mess with the film, because over time, 16-millimeter film kind of changes its shape a little bit, and the sprockets don't. And so at some point, you will eat the film with your machine if you're not careful. But it's pinch rollers, and they just roll it through there. I presume he can make it variable speed or anything. It was fascinating to watch that. Mm-hmm. We got about a minute left in this hour. Go ahead.
One thing I'd like to bring up that they do a lot of for human systems research is transcription. Of oral histories. So if you have stuff on tape that maybe your grandmother's memoirs or whatever, take it down there and they can turn it into a written page for you.
Interesting.
They've got two or three people that are really great. They even have people who do Spanish language. For the Cañada Alamosa project up west of TRC, we did 21 oral histories of people who have lived and grew up in the canyon. And they transcribed all of those and got them ready to go off to state archives for us. And then I did a bunch of oral histories up in the Sabinoso Wilderness of northeastern New Mexico, which one of these days I'm going to make you jump out of El Paso and we'll talk about it.
Oh, they won't let me in. They won't let me in.
Anyway, they did all those oral histories, and they do a great job.
Oh, I'd love to go see more New Mexico, because as I mentioned earlier, I'm a southern New Mexico guy, which is why you're kind of interesting for everything I know. But the rest of New Mexico, I have gotten out and seen a few things. It's an amazing state. Enchantment just begins to discuss what goes on up there. A fascinating place, and I'm glad someone like you is in the middle of helping preserve it, as well as Evan Davies, and he's a great guy. We'll talk more about him next hour, maybe some other archives. We haven't covered what goes on in his place at all. But there's our La Musica. We'll take a break here and come back. Carl Lomba on the phone from Las Cruces. See you after the news. Thanks for being here. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.